is a better approach to definition, is to focus on the clinical presentations of the system, i.e. stretched induced muscle activation, continuous muscle activation, which will sit with the definition of spasticity or spastic dystonia, spasms or clonus. In certain circumstances, this abnormal muscle activity can interfere with purposeful movement. Not all of the time does this purposeful movement, so if you shut down this muscle activity in some circumstances, it can stop purposeful movement from happening. So when you treat what you call abnormal co-contractions, be cautious that if your definition is this is a bad thing, then you could interfere with recovery of movement. So this to me is a better starting point from a clinical perspective. Now let's go back.